Broken Eggs Media.
Faster performance, lower bandwidth costs, proven solutions for content delivery. Cashfly.com. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast, your favorite source for news, reviews, marketplace updates, rumors, and more. Brought to you by a wannabe pilot, a bowling ball, and a psychotic cow.
Welcome to the Xbox Podcast. This is episode 54, Air Xbox, for the week of April 20th, 2008. Starting at the point, number 709, Wingman 709. Starting at power forward, number 33, BJ Swick 33. And sitting the bench, warming our chairs, number 0, Moronic Cow. This week we'll be talking about the upcoming Burnout Paradise DLC, Gears of War, the comic, and Microsoft, the retail store. We feature NBA ballers and cover some new Xbox Live Arcade releases. Then it's off to a slew of listener questions, and this time they are not all from Major Spork, so don't worry about that, even though he does seem to have a ton in there. So, Wing, I'm going to turn it off, or turn it over to you for our very close gamer card.
All right, well, let me run this up the court and tell you guys that our Xbox Podcast gamer card, we are so close. I can taste it. We're trying to reach that 500,000 gamer score. As of right now, and I actually know this card's not even updated from our Beat Up the Host achievements we got tonight, so it's going to be a little bit more, and by the time the show gets out, we probably will bust the score. But right now, we're at 498,915 points.
Yeah.
And that's between 45 people. Well, 44, because, you know, Kyle doesn't really contribute anything. So.
Right. Yeah, but we're definitely in the 499 right now. we're less than 1,000 away. We have to be.
Yeah. So I'll get us there. I got Jumper in the mail today, and I've heard 2 hours you'll have almost 1,000 points with that game, so I'll have that. I'll put us over the top this weekend.
Good.
But so yeah, we're almost there, guys. Next podcast, we'll be there.
Wow.
How about, speaking of Beat Up the Host, Bron, why don't you tell us about it tonight?
Well, we did a little more Rainbow Six Vegas 2, and we decided we had a good bit. We were hoping for, you know, 6-plus people so we can actually start working on some of those multiplayer achievements. So we played some Deathmatch and what's the one where you plant the bomb and stuff?
Well, it's Attack and Defend.
Yeah, Attack and Defend.
Yeah.
So we did that, and we had a lot of fun during Attack and Defend because people popping each other when, you know, coming around, setting the bomb, let them set the bomb, shoot them, you know, all sorts of fun stuff. And some of us got to walk away. Most of us got to walk away with some achievements. So, nudge, nudge.
Actually,
cough,
everybody
cough.
Walked away with achievements.
So,
everybody walked away with achievements.
Yeah,
tonight.
They did. For some reason, I don't know. Everybody's just that good.
I don't know. It must have been the way the stars were aligned or something.
Yeah.
You know we wouldn't boost here at Xbox Podcast.
No. Not for cool achievements like defuse a bomb 10 billion freaking times. So.
Yeah, these are some stupid achievements this round. But yeah. Well, Baron, I got some good news for our community and especially for our European listeners and those who may not live in the, you know, within the North American time zones. But we're going to do another community chat, just like we did a couple weeks ago. And this one is going to take place on Saturday, May 3rd. This will be at 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, which I think Greenwich Mean Time is like London time, I believe, London, England. That equates out to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, Central Daylight Time or 4 p.m. in the evening on Eastern Daylight Time. Again, that's Saturday, May 3rd, 3 Central Time, 4 Eastern Time, 8 Greenwich Mean Time. Join us. The call is going to start right on the hour. We're going to start recording, so I'll actually be in the call about a half hour early, have the room open, let people be able to hop in. I recommend you come in a little early, work out those audio issues, make sure you're comfortable with, you know, how everything works. We'll be ready to go right on the hour. You'll have to go to talkshoe.com, basically the link, and we will post this on our website. It's actually already in our forums. But go to www.talkshoe.com/TC/17093 to join the show. Like I said, please arrive a few minutes earlier. Make sure your audio is working. Also, just so you know, if you do have a bad microphone, we had an issue with this in the last show, and we kind of let it go. But when we ended up putting the show out, we really couldn't edit it out or anything. So if you have bad audio, we're just going to mute you. But you can still stay in because there's chat or voice options in this program. And you can still listen and hear everybody. And you can type your message to us if you want. There's also an option to call in over a phone if you want to use a telephone to call in. We had someone do that last time. It worked great. So go to that link. Get there a little bit early. Basically, you join the thing, you join the discussion, you end up in a chat room-like thing, and at the bottom it says, I think, what was it, Shoe Talk or something like that, bro?
Yeah, Shoe Phone.
Shoe Phone, yeah. Click on Shoe Phone if you want to launch the voice-capable meeting. All right, and that should be it. I hope to get a lot of our European listeners in. Maybe we can get some people from Australia to join us. Might be a little tough for them. They're so far, you know, their time zone so far advanced from us. It might be really tough, but hope that time works out better. That was the best time you guys had for the poll. So we'll see what happens.
All right.
And we'll just talk about whatever comes to mind.
Yeah, it'll be fun. I'll throw it in. I'll throw that link in the show notes too. So there'll be multiple ways to get to it. But and do you need a TalkShoe account? I think you may need a TalkShoe account, right?
It's
a free account, but make sure you set yourself up a day ahead of time, you know, kind of play around in there, get used to some of the things, and then, you know, everything's all worked out before we record, so.
Yeah, that's the best way, so.
All right. So is it news time?
It's news time. Let's rock and roll.
All right.
This just in. Xbox News is up right now.
All right, Brun, I am so excited about this news item that I got. I love Burnout Paradise, and we know the DLC is coming, and it's almost here. On the official website for Criterion Games, they have posted details about some new game modes that are coming to Burnout Paradise in the near future. And this is part of the game's Cagney update, which shouldn't be confused with next week's Bogart update. This new update is three new free burn game modes, which are Online Stunt Run, Online Road Rage, and Online Marked Man.
That Marked Man would be pretty fun, wouldn't it?
This is so cool. This is stuff that... Now, I haven't played this in a while since Rainbow Six Vegas 2 came out, but when this came out and I was playing it like crazy, and I can't wait to get back in to play some more Burnout, these were Road Rage and Marked Man were two things that everybody's like, man, I want this, why can't we have it? Boom, here it is. Real quick, Online Stunt Run is an 8-player simultaneous online stunt run where everyone will compete for the highest score within the 2-minute time limit, and you can play anywhere in Paradise City. An on-screen display will show all player scores so you can easily see how you're doing. You can earn multipliers for taking each other out, but you lose your combo score if you're taken down. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's neat.
Eliminated players are grayed out. of their scoring area, but can exact brutal revenge by chasing after players that have managed to keep their combos alive before the timeout or beyond the timeout. And for the first time, you can drive alongside someone as they complete a billion score and stunt run. You can absolutely use this mode to try and show off to your friends. Now, this sounds really cool. I mean, the whole concept of a stunt run, to me, I don't care for the stunt run part. It's a pain, I think.
All right.
But this sounds this could be really fun, the way they've structured this. Now, online road rage. This is an 8-player online team event.
Ooh.
At the start, everyone chooses their team, either red or blue. There's a team of runners who has to drive to a checkpoint, then the finish. They can only see one checkpoint ahead. The other team has to take them down. These guys can see the checkpoint and finish and choose whether to wait and ambush in key locations, shortcut to the action if they get left behind, or just follow the pack and cause chaos.
That sounds fun.
Oh, it's going to be awesome, baby. Woo,
yeah, that sounds really fun. What? Okay, continue. I have a question after we're finished.
All right. Then there's online marked man. We randomly choose a marked man, and there's an intense few moments while all players wait for the selection to be made. You want to stay close to other players so you can hit the marked man as soon as he's selected, but far enough away that you can run like hell if you're the marked man. The target is selected, and a 90-second timer will start. You get 1 point if you survive, and 1 point if you take down the marked man. After 90 seconds, a new marked man is selected at random. If you are the marked man, you can't see the attacking players on the map. Your car's a little slower, and you don't get boost.
Ooh.
The session usually consists of around 10 to 12 minutes of intense gameplay, depending on the number of players involved. Sign me up.
Yeah, it sounds pretty fun. The question I was going to ask is, did they give a date for this?
I have not seen a date yet.
That's kind of interesting, because I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, well, it can't be coming out soon. They don't want to compete with some game that's coming out here in the next couple weeks as far as online gameplay, but you never know.
Well, since you've asked, it seems that Criterion isn't any kind of slouch with their downloadable content. It's free. It's coming more often, and they've been keeping us informed about it. Now they're doing us one better and releasing their Bogart update early. Which, was that the one I was just talking about?
No, that's the one where this one is not to be confused with the Bogart update.
Okay, yeah.
This is the...
This is Cagney.
Yeah, Cagney.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, Bogart looks like it's going to be free. Okay. I'm reading this off Xbox 360 Fanboy, so I'm actually quoting their little article here. But so early that it's... Whoa, it's online right now.
Really?
That's what it says. It says it's online right now. The Bogart update contains a whole host of little things and shouldn't be confused with the Cagney update. What's with the old school name? Yeah, okay. So, don't know when this one that I'm talking about is coming out, but supposedly there's the original update, the first one, is already on the marketplace, so I guess I'm going to have to go do that. So can you handle the rest of the show, Bron?
Yeah. I was actually going to jump in here with a little update that our Xbox podcast card, has jumped 20 points. So we're at 498.935. And I will keep you updated through the show. Thank you.
Ooh,
now
on to
our regularly scheduled program.
Live stats. Okay, well, that's it for Burnout Paradise.
All right. And, you know, of course, we'll have a link to the show notes in there. So, along with this in the show notes, too. But I just kind of picked this out. You know, I was looking through with the number of questions we've had. You know, we're kind of making our news a little short and getting to the future, getting to the questions. But I'm sitting there poking through, and news seems to be kind of the same thing, you know, over the last couple weeks, which is, you know, this game's coming out in a couple weeks, and they keep talking about the online modes and stuff like that. So, Did you ever read comics?
No,
collect
I didn't.
Comics? No. Well, some of it, you know, I have comics. I mean, I used to collect certain ones and whatnot. And what I read here is, you know, I guess a little bit ago there was announcement of prototype series for a comic book. But DC has also, you know, written up a deal to produce another comic book series for this small game for the 360. What was it called? Gears of War. You know, just in case you haven't heard about it. So that's, you know, kind of my big thing is for all the comic book fans, which I know there's a good bit out there. And if you haven't, if you don't like reading or if you don't read that much, you know, grab a comic book. They're fun to read. I mean, they're interesting, get you into a story. But here's some details. Gears of War comic will debut later this October with a storyline focused on bridging the gap between the first Gears of War and Gears of War 2, which is set to release, you know, in November. More Gears storyline, more Gears artwork, and more Gears goodness will be, you know, coming soon. So that's basically it. So they're going to, you know, bridge that gap. I forget how big the gap is between the first and the second game. I thought when we covered the Gears of War 2 announcement...
I think it was 6 months.
Is it six months?
Yeah.
Hmm. I wonder how long you can get a comic out of 6 months, though. But, I don't know. I like, it personally, you know, Halo has a bunch of Halo books, and I've heard they're really good. But almost with a game, I would prefer a comic book rather than, like, a bunch of short novels or short stories. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it all depends on how in-depth you're going to get. Like, I mean, for books and stuff that get into the world and stuff like that, you know, a book makes more sense than a comic book. But for this here, you know, a comic book kind of makes sense. So I just thought it was cool. I stumbled across it. I'm like, ah, you know what? I want to make that my story this week. So it was off. I got the story off of Xbox Fanboy. So same thing. But I'll have a link to the show notes. And that'll be interesting. I might have to see if I can find one. Stick it next to all these Gears of War figures that I have in my house getting ready to ship out to a bunch of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kidding. I'm kidding. So, we already spent our year salary on the point cards that we sent out for the year show.
Well, you and I did.
Yeah. Has Wing sent it, or has Kyle sent his out yet?
I certainly hope so.
His was bashful, right?
Yeah. Bashful didn't say anything about it tonight, so...
Yeah, we'll have to ask Bashful. Bashful, send us an email demanding your points. So, other than that, we can head to the feature.
Thanks to CashFly, you were able to download our podcast with extreme speed. CashFly's global network can help deliver your content, ensuring that the website, streaming media, and downloads exceed expectations. CashFly delivers unsurpassed features including lower bandwidth costs, instant on-demand capacity, real-time detailed reporting, and 100% availability. Visit CashFly.com to see how it can work for you. Stop hosting. Start delivering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's feature presentation.
All right. With our little intro that we had, you might have, you know, understood that it was kind of a basketball joke, and NBA Ballers Chosen One happens to be our feature for this week, and this is Midway's hit basketball franchise, which, like I said, is NBA Ballers. The Chosen One would be the famous semicolon that we like to do with games now. Features classic pick-up and play hoops action inspired by, personally, the game that I used to play like crazy, NBA Jam.
Oh, yeah.
Chosen One. Yeah, yeah. He's on fire, you know. Gosh, that game was so fun.
I
used to be a huge Charlotte Hornets fan. And that's when, like, it was Larry Johnson and Alonzo Mourning on the same team. It was great. So, But back to the feature. Chosen One showcases more than 80 playable NBA stars and legends, hundreds of new Create a Baller items, and, of course, an all-new Shut 'Em Down superstar moves and Act a Fool combos that help separate the best from the rest. So, those are kind of Act a Fool combos. That's kind of interesting. Let me run down some of the pinpoints that they're, or the little things that they want to bring out about their game. Of course, like I said, there's more than 80 playable NBA stars. Perform insane dunks, ankle-breaking crossovers, and the sickest playground moves with more than 65 of the NBA's elite superstars and legends. Now, that's kind of weird. They say over 80 playable NBA superstars and legends, and then their key point is that you can do more than 65. So, I think somebody might have a typo. So, what you got is you got Battle for Court Supremacy in 1 versus 1, 2 versus 2, or 1 versus 1 versus 1 matchups in the most lavish locales the sport of basketball has ever seen. Shut them down super moves. Take control of your superstar by unleashing more than 30 unique over-the-top shut them down super moves. Collect all the showcases, collect them all and showcase your skills against the competition. Act a Fool combos, which I'm really interested in here. Says an all-new combo control system allows you to string together multiple Act a Fool moves to outshine your opponent like never before. Cross up your opponent and use him as a ladder on your way to the hoop, or bounce it off his foot and pull a spin move before stopping short for an easy 15-foot jumper. State-of-the-art graphics. Okay, it's on a next, I like to say current-gen system now. They claim that the superstars really, right to your living room, look real. Customized players, create your own baller with customized gear from head to toe, including shoes, clothes, headbands, tattoos, and more. Enter each matchup in style as you and your crew arrive with customizable over-the-top entrances featuring helicopters, cars, jets, and more. Next, you have sounds of the game. You have hip-hop legend Chuck D, so on and so forth, 30 custom beats created exclusively for NBA ballers. Enough about the sounds, but online competition and content downloads. Take your superstar or unique creative baller online and compete against your friends or the world. Downloadable content keeps the game fresh with new gear, players, and more. More with more than 500 exclusive items to choose from. So, before I get to the overkill date, Wing, what do you think about this game? You want to get it, play it, rent it, forget about it after we get done with our show?
I already forgot about it.
Okay, that's not again. Okay, there are tons of people that like basketball, and I used to be a big basketball fan. And like I said, I loved NBA Jam because it was simple and it just didn't go not above and beyond in a good way, but like above and beyond like stupid. I don't want to offend anybody or anything like that for people who really like the NBA Ballers franchise, but I mean, that's just too much. I mean, there's not much more than sticking the ball in the hoop, that you need to do for basketball. I mean, if you're going to go through and they mentioned, the combos and stuff, are you just going to like dribble around the court 500 times around your guy in circles and then score the bucket? Or are you just going to like drive to the hole every time and score a bucket? Because, 2 points is 2 points. You still have to shoot 3-pointers. I don't even know if there's 3-pointers in this game, but I definitely don't plan on playing it, but obviously, people do buy it and do play it because they wouldn't make a new one if they didn't. So, overkill date for everybody excited to get this or to rent it or play it is 4/21/2008. And I'll have a link to all these fun 80 playable characters. No, 65 playable characters in our show notes. So that was quick and to the point.
All right.
Any comments? Any comments, Wing?
No.
All right. On to the next section.
Do you think you have what it takes to be the host of a podcast? Would you like to get involved with a company that is taking the next giant step in how people get their media goodness? Well, Broken Eggs Media is looking for you. We have several openings available right now. We are currently looking for podcast show hosts and producers, audio and video editing specialists, graphics guru, experience in Photoshop, etc., animations guru with experience in Maya 3D Studio, etc., and webmaster with Joomla experience. Surf over to BrokenEggsMedia.com and click on Join Our Team.
Get your Microsoft points ready. Let's see what's new on the marketplace.
All right, real quick, I just wanted to mention two things that are out in the arcade right now. Available for download. Number one is Battlezone. You might remember this as the original tank versus tank action classic from Atari, actually. And they've added some new multiplayer modes, including deathmatch, team deathmatch, capture the flag, yada, yada, yada. It has a classic game, and it also has a new kind of a, I think they call it enhanced, or there's a, I forgot what they call it. You know, they kind of update the game as well.
Like HD type? Every time they do, like, the HD?
Well, this isn't HD at all. It's not much enhanced either, if you ask me. I did the demo for about 30 seconds, said, nah, I'm done. But this is available now for 400 Microsoft points if you want it. Go and grab it. Brian, you want to tell us what the second one is all about?
Yeah, of course. The next one is Rocky and Bullwinkle.
That number three.
And, yeah, offers, let's see, fun collection of over 100 micro games with your favorite characters from classic cartoon series Rocky and Bullwinkle, Boris and Natasha, and Dudley Do-Right, and many more. Some of the key features here, obviously, like I said, great characters. It's based on one of the most popular cartoon series of all time. Fun, fast action. So over 100 fast-paced microgames that are packed with zany, family-friendly humor, layered with extra level of humor for the adults, which is interesting. You also have Xbox Live Vision interaction, which sounds... This actually kind of sounds pretty neat to me, but I don't have a Vision camera. You can use the Vision camera for gesture-based gameplay with around 25 of the mini-games. So, you know, basically stick your tongue out. I don't know what gestures they're going to want you to do, but I think that's kind of neat. I don't think any other game's actually done anything like that.
Totem Ball.
Oh, really?
And it's brutal. You got to raise your arms up and down, and it's horrible because you can't, I mean, think about it. How long are you going to hold your arms straight out, moving them up and down to move the thing around on the screen? Your arms will die within seconds. It's just a terrible game.
No, I remember it's free, and I downloaded it, but I can never play it because I didn't have a Vision camera. So
yeah, it's horrible.
So, and you have up to 12 players that can compete locally in what they call the hot seat mode, so hot seat multiplayer. But that is about it. That's now this one is 800 Microsoft points and is available now. So it is up to you. But on to the next thing.
All right, real quick. Hey, Bron, I don't know if you've heard this or not. There's a little rumor going around that Microsoft may actually be opening up its own chain of retail stores. The claim is that Microsoft wants to showcase some products and will, of course, employ some skilled people to show customers the true Microsoft experience. Now, outside of the Zune and the Xbox 360s, I'm not really sure what else you'd have there, and, you know, unless they did PCs and mice and keyboards and stuff. That's, I'm assuming that's what they'd have there too, you know, Pimpin' Vista and stuff.
So, yeah, they would obviously probably have, you know, software, games, all sorts of stuff.
Media center, PCs and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think it sounds very familiar to another type of store, but, you know.
A fruit store?
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah, the Apple store. So,
a fruit stand.
I think it'd be a good idea, but, it, you know, I don't know what the benefit's going to be of going there to buy an Xbox or a 360 game versus, you know, any other store. It'd be nice if they would have, like, discounts or something like that. Maybe they will. That'd be nice. I would go there. I'd get 10 bucks off a game, I'd buy every game from there.
Yeah. Don't think that'll happen.
Nah, I doubt it either.
So, but anyways, that's a rumor. If we get, you know, any more facts on this or information on this, we'll definitely be sure to update you.
Cool.
Hi, this is Trapper Markells, a.k.a. Change Agent from 360 Voice, and you're watching the Xbox Podcast.
You've heard from us. Now let's hear from you in this week's Community Update.
All right, before we jump into community update, I wanted to update you on our own personal community at Broken Eggs Media. And that's to let you know that we're not the only show in town. We also have the world-famous World of Warcraft podcast. And I tell you what, there's a big following over there. And with millions of people paying every month to play a game, they just can't seem to get enough. So they flock to the WoW podcast for more information. And I got to tell you, the nice thing about the WoW podcast, absolutely free. So it costs, you know, what is it, like 15, 20 bucks a month these people pay to play that game, Bron?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I did a free trial, and that was about it.
Yeah. So if you're broke, you want more WoW news, go to wowpodcast.com. Check it out. Also, go to themovieguyspodcast.com. They're a new show we got going on. These guys are really funny. Every week they release a show on, they talk about brand new movies in the theater. These guys actually go every weekend, watch the brand new releases, come back home, record the show live on camera. You'll actually see these guys just like Roger and Ebert or whoever's doing the At the Movie show. And, but these guys are a lot funnier. They get into it. They really take this whole thing seriously, and they enjoy what they do. And I think you'll enjoy watching the show, so check them out as well. All right. Bron, why don't you hit us off with this first question of our many.
Of many? Well, before I do that, I'd like to update the scores around the league here and just say that the Xbox podcast has scored another 30 points and is at 498,965.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be back in about 10 minutes with another score update. All right. So, back to the program. So
we now join the Xbox podcast.
Already in progress.
Yeah, already in progress.
So beep, beep, beep. Oh, wait, no, we're not allowed cussing. Okay. First question from the major Spork himself is, with speculation that the PS3's home coming out or being uploaded to their network, do you think that it will work or that the idea of home itself is going to be an epic fail? I will let you... Would you like to answer first, or would you like me to answer first on this one?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, I'll go first, I guess. it's supposed to come out this year. Now, the thing is it better come out this year, or a lot of PlayStation... PlayStation fans should be very upset. Now, home itself is actually a kind of a cool idea. I have to admit it. It's kind of a cool ripped off idea, but, you know, it's a cool idea. Now, it does have the potential to be good and fun. You know, it does have the potential to be fun and work out. But honestly, I do believe it has a potential to belly up. And the reason why I say that is because, you know, Second Life has not taken off. I mean, really. A lot of people I hear, it used to be okay, but now it's just like a big, you know, just big pile of nothing. But I could be wrong in that. I don't want to, you know, if I'm misspeaking about it, please, you know, let me know. But the thing is it's going to be okay. I know a lot of people are going to try it out at first. A lot of people mentioned, I listened to a lot of podcasts, and they're saying this would be a cool meeting place to record a podcast. You know, have everybody show up, and they could do like a live podcast over home. You know what I mean? Which would be neat, I guess. But I think people are just going to get bored about it. Like, you know, hey, I'm going over to Wings House, you know, or something like that. When really, what most people are asking for is the cross-media bar and games. They want the same friends list across all their games. They want Xbox Live is what they want. And what they're getting is supposedly Xbox Live plus Second Life all in one. So, and to me, I think it's just going to be a spot for glorified, sponsorship. Like, there's going to be banners and, you know, here, let me sit my Bravia TV here in my home, you know, or, you know, and then they're going to put trophies instead of achievements, and you're going to have to go to a person's house and look at their trophies and stuff like that. So it does have some neat stuff. I think it's a good idea or a cool idea. It's different. You know, that's, you can't just do the same stuff. You have to innovate sometimes, but it does personally, in my mind, have a chance to blow up on them. You know, it could come and then just go. They could just, you know, get rid of it because obviously they're not charging people for this. So once they get bored with or have no income for this, then they're probably just get rid of it. So next for you, you answer.
I think it will be successful. I think they're putting too much into it. You know, and Sony, obviously, as we know, will throw tons of cash at something to try to win a war, even if their product's not the best or doesn't, you know, they'll throw money at it. I think it's neat. I think it will be kind of cool. I still don't really understand the concept of it. I don't see how it's... it's like a virtual world, I guess, and you have an avatar, and, you know, it's almost like, you know, you can walk around and talk to people, but do I really need to do that? I want a game, you know?
Right, where does it fit in the gaming part of it?
That's what I don't understand. And, there's going to be lots of advertisements, and that's how they're going to pay for this. And I, you know what? I get enough advertising in my world as it is, in the real world. I don't want it forced down my throat in the virtual world as well, even though we know it's coming and it's here already. But it's still going to be successful. I think people are going to love it. It's something new that the PlayStation people don't have. And when it comes out, Xbox players won't have it either. And it'll be something new and cool. And I think it'll be a success. So
cool.
Another question from Major Spork. Besides the network getting hammered, what do you think Xbox Live's greatest flaw is? Ooh, I should have read this earlier. What's their greatest flaw?
I don't know. I can jump in if you want to think about it for a second.
Yeah.
I think it's actually their greatest flaw is starting to come out now, and the reason for that is because they're starting to get more and more content. I think they need to find a better way to arrange their content. It is getting to the point now to where, oh, I want to find a theme. Okay, I can either go to Spotlight, I can go to What's New, or I can go to Games, you know, to find this one thing I'm looking for. And every single one of them looks a little different, so you have to find out where it's at. And also, I think not having, like, true previews of stuff is also another flaw. The network getting hammered, I mean, you know, we saw a story of, you know, over 1 million downloads of Call of Duty 4 maps. They broke records, so over 1 million in like 3 days or something like that. So the network can always get better, and they're obviously going to be working to get it better, and the reason why is because they get $60 a year from us. You know, they have to make it better. It's a subscription. You know, you pay for this, where, you know, if you want to use Sony, for example, you know, their Sony store has been shut off for the last 2 weeks for their upgrade that they just did yesterday, or it came up yesterday. So for all the people who wanted Rock Band content and stuff like that, they literally couldn't download anything because they stopped updating the store for 2 weeks, and now the store's on with all the updates. You know, try if Xbox would try to pull something like that, people would go irate because we pay for it. But I think, like I said, I think the rearranging of the content, making it cleaner, smoother, a little bit quicker, is kind of their flaw. That's what I think they need to work on. So
I would say that their greatest flaw is that they can't seem to have the network ready ahead of time when they're expecting a huge influx of people. And we're seeing that more often. We saw it with Map Pack recently. We saw it with Halo 3. And they knew it was going to be huge. They knew the holidays, how many people, you know, they're getting the numbers. They're seeing the numbers increase of live memberships. They know how many people are getting on every month, how many new members they're getting. They've got all this data. And, you know, Xbox Live's over 5 years old now, so this isn't like, oh, well, we're still going through growing pains. GTA 4 comes out in a couple weeks. And as huge as that game is going to be, everybody's going to be doing the brand new multiplayer of GTA. And I'm really concerned that it will impact the service. I hope it doesn't. But there's a lot of stuff coming out, a lot of new stuff coming out this month, and that I think is the biggest flaw for Microsoft is they have a lot of hiccups with the live service. It is a great service, and I think it works for me 90% of the time. But when the big games come out and everybody wants to get on, boom, all of a sudden, oh, well, our network's down for a day, you know, and that's really frustrating, especially like Bron said, when you're paying for it.
All right. The next question. Do you think games on the PS3 are getting better and might be able to compete to some of the 360 games? Absolutely, yes. I mean, if you think about the first 360 games that came out, you're probably new. It's probably a game for a new console running on old engine. And it took about a year for the 360 to come around for, you know, games like Halo, Call of Duty 4, Mass Effect, things like that to look really nice. So I think this year is the year in for the PS3 cycle. Now developers are a little used to some of the games, like, you know, you got Burnout, things like that. So I think, yeah, you're going to see some really, really nice looking games for the PS3. Now, I can't say, you know, the PS3 and 360 games look very similar. I mean, you can't really tell a difference. Now, will I think that PS3 games will be better looking on the PS3 than they will on the 360? I think that answer is going to be no. They're going to look the same. People are going to work on making them look the same. Now, exclusive games like Metal Gear Solid or something like that may look better than Halo. I'm using an example. But, I think
made a lot of people mad.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, they say that it's the superior hardware. I mean, they say this PS3 is, it's the 10-year console. It's supposed to last for 10 years. So, you got to think that this console is going to have the best graphics in it. It should be comparable to make, you know, the graphics that people are going to expect 10 years from now, 9 years from now. So in 9 years, are you going to want graphics that you see today? Or are you going to want graphics that look so real, you know, that move up with the times? Because I can tell you, the next 360 console or the next Xbox console is going to be upping, it's going to continue to move forward. So they're saying that this is a 10-year console. So this console already has to be prepared for 2018. So think about what games are going to look like in 2018, and they're saying that this console already has the capability of doing that. And do I think the 360 has the capability of doing that? No, I think Microsoft's going to release a new console. And I bet you we start hearing things about it probably, I would say, next year. We'll hear about the new Xbox console. But that's my opinion. I think they're going to look nicer, yeah, but, you know, how much nicer are they going to get? I don't know. So.
Yeah, I think they're going to just get better and better. And I've seen some stuff that looks amazing on there. MotoStorm 2, the GT Prologue or whatever. They look great. The games that are exclusive to the PlayStation 3, and that's the only thing they're made for, look amazing. The games that are cross-platform, I actually think they look better on the 360. So, but, you know, developers are still working with it. And yeah, PlayStation 3 is going to sell tons of consoles. And, you know, it's a good machine. It's just, you know, kind of fit a different niche. So,
yeah, it's just, you know, seems like they have some of their... It's almost like they wanted Blu-ray to win so bad so they could make money on that front that they put all this work into the PS3 and then just completely forgot about the games for the first 5 months because it's just like, it's a Blu-ray player. And, I mean, they're paying for that now, you know, making it $600 and then no games, but they're coming out.
Yeah, they're coming. Alrighty, okay, we need to move it along here.
Okay.
We got a lot of questions. Okay, these are still for Major Spork. I just totally forgot the name, but are you looking forward to the new RTS game that's coming out to the 360? It's like Earth Assault or something. I'm pretty sure I saw Brun playing it on Wednesday night, but I have been wrong before. Is this like...
The demo just came out.
Yeah, what was that you were playing?
Oh, man.
Isn't that like Universe
think.
Earth Assault or something? Or
Universe at War?
Universe at War. Is that what you played?
Yeah, I believe that's what it was. It was Universe at War. I didn't like it. I am looking forward to some of the RTS games that are coming out on the 360, yes, but not this one. I played the demo. Didn't really care for it. Halo Wars or End War... those ones there, I'll be looking forward to though. So,
okay.
What game do you think will be the biggest fluke, or failure of 2008, or just any game coming up?
Good question.
I would say one of the biggest flukes of games for 2008 is going to be one of the two RTSs that I just routed off, to be honest with you. RTSs just haven't taken off on a console. So, you know, Command & Conquer was supposed to be a huge thing, and it bombed, kind of. So, that'd be kind of my guess. GTA 4.
Yeah, right. Okay.
No, I would say probably one of the RTS games. Ooh, actually, I have a better idea. Saints Row 2.
I think that's going to still do very good.
I heard it looks exactly like the first one, and it looks horrible. Yeah, it looks horrible when it plays like the first one. So it's just kind of like, oh, it's Saint Rose, literally 2. So, but I don't know. What about you?
I honestly don't know. I can't think of anything that... Because I'm trying to think of like a big title. You know, I think one thing that may not do so well might be Supreme Commander.
Oh, yeah.
Because I can't see as much as it was and as advanced as it was on the PC... I don't see how they can bring... And I tried it on PC, and I didn't like it at all. But I don't see how they can bring that to the 360.
Right.
To me, it just seems like it's going to be too complicated.
and too hard to control that particular game. So,
you know what? And the thing is I've heard that that doesn't look very good, and that actually fits in with what I kind of said about RTS games. That's why I picked one of the two RTS games. Now, I because Halo Wars has got the Halo behind it. You know, it's got Halo name behind it.
Yeah.
And In War has got the voice controls and, like, the upfront view of your people. So those ones actually look really cool. But now that you mentioned Supreme Commander, I would actually... I'd agree with you on that one. Because that kind of goes into why I was picking those two games, and you mentioned it, and that's a good... That's actually a good one.
Oh, I think
good job, Wayne.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to...
Yeah. Well, you get the next multi-part question.
All right. Well, do you think that the most modern sports games like Madden 08 is getting to be a franchise that just needs to die? It seems to me that most of the new games are either A, graphics upgrades, which happens like every 2 to 3 years, B, new game modes, C, new players and skins, or new legendary teams, like the best example I can think of, Buckeyes team that won the national championship versus Miami Hurricanes. No, it's not going to die, and it's because, I mean, Madden 08 set records. It sold more last year than any other year prior. People love it. I mean, they're gobbling it up, and as long as they do that, EA is going to keep pumping them out. So, I don't know.
I kind of wish, you know, you have before NASCAR 08 came out, you had a year without a NASCAR game, and they took time to develop a nice, you know, a new next generation NASCAR game. Now you can't really do that with a Madden because everybody expects it every year.
Right.
But honestly, you know, they're doing something. I wouldn't call them game modes, but they're concentrating on like different positions and making, you know, a couple years ago it was a quarterback, then it was the running back, you know, that type of thing. But it would be nice where 1 year where they just made, okay, this is going to be a Madden game for the next 2 years. Next year, what we're going to give you is update, like a major update with the new rosters or whatnot. And then the year after that, actually come out with a new, like, see, you know, a new disc with like some major changes in it. Because really, I don't know what other game modes you can do. Some of the franchise stuff for dynasty modes or whatever gets kind of boring, and that's for every sport game that I play.
Yeah.
Not just Madden, because I don't buy Madden games, but, you know. All right, question number 7, and, you know, let's speed this up a little bit, so I'll read you answer, and then we'll go back and forth.
Roger that.
Whether a game series needs to die or just has seen its prime, but is pushing its luck like the new DDR game. So, which he says that he knows that Kyle would love that game.
Well, this is not on our console. I would say the Mario games, but they sell like hotcakes. But what's gone past? It's oof. I don't know.
I like that. I liked your answer.
Mario.
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog. There you go. No more Sonic.
Oh, curb stomp. All right.
How does Fable 2 rate on your radar? Is it a game that's far off and you are like, meh? Or is it a game that you are like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh? And do you think that their idea with the Xbox Live thing where they release a game about a month before, it's some poker game coming out on the arcade, and then when you win in that, that money actually can transfer to your Fable 2 game. So,
right.
What do you think?
I just bought, you know, Fable. I'm trying to play through it before Fable 2 comes out, but I'm actually looking forward to it. So I will be playing it. I'm not like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, but, or oh my gosh, sorry. But it is something that I do or would like to play. And as far as the arcade game that comes out where you can make money for the game, I think that's kind of cool because they actually have some cool, other cool co-op type stuff. But, you know, I'm looking forward to it. Kyle would definitely, I think Kyle's definitely looking forward to it. I don't know about yourself, Wing, but.
No, not at all.
No. All right. Let's see. Number 9. What has your favorite story been on Xbox Live since the last podcast recording? Brun, Kyle, if you haven't heard the story, say something like your favorite game played on Call of Duty 4. Were you pwned or Halo 3? I don't know. But go before Wings to the people who know about the story are just waiting the tension for the tension for the moment. So, but I'm not going to go, so I'll let Wing just go.
I mean, there's only a handful of people that are even going to understand that question.
Yeah.
And... you know what? Captain Hook, Ace Black, and Major Spork and I were all in a terrorist hunt match when Captain Hook relayed a story to us that I am not able to repeat here since this is a family show. But I did want to play a little something just for those guys. So Captain Hook, Ace Black, and Major Spork, this is for you.
But that's nasty, man. What you talking about? Putting boogies in people's butt. You out your mind or something? Go to jail for doing something like that. Well, step aside, my friend. I've been doing it for years. I say sit on down, open your eyes, and open up your ears. Say put a tree in your butt. Put a bubble bee in your butt. Put a clock in your butt. Put a big rock in your butt. Say put some fleas in your butt. Say stop to sneeze in your butt. Say put a tin can in your butt. Put a little tiny man. But say put a light in your butt. Say make it bright in your butt. Say put a TV in your butt. Say put me in your butt. You ever gonna say?
No trees and nobody's butt, no bees and nobody's butt, but nothing. You must be out your mind, man. Do y'all get paid for doing this? Because y'all got to get some kind of money, because this don't sound like the kind of... I'd rather golf, to be perfectly honest, than put something in somebody's butt. Be truthful.
Well, step aside, my friend, and let me show you how you do it. When Big Bad E just rock through it, put a case in your butt. I say, put a metal case in your butt. I say, put a face in your butt. I say, put a frown in your butt. I say, put a clown in your butt. I say, sit on down. But say put a boat in your butt. I say put a moat in your butt. Put a mink coat in your butt. Put everything in your butt. Just stop to sing about your butt. Feels real good when you sing about your butt.
Now wait a second now. Do y'all get paid for doing this, putting their butt and all that stuff? Really? Hey, what's this, $100 bill? I get to keep this $100 if I be putting stuff in people's butt? Really? Well, step aside.
Put a telephone in your butt. Say, put some dust in your butt. I say, it's a must in your butt. I say, pizza crust in your butt. Say, put a telephone in your butt. Put a dinosaur bone in your butt. Put a radiator in your butt. I say, see ya later in your butt. Put an alligator in your butt. I say, put some money in your butt. Sure feel real funny.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. For all those who are going, what is going on? Trust me, you're better off not knowing. And I think it's time to move on to our next set of questions from Con!
All right,
I'll start off here. EA is an evil gaming genius that came from Area 51. First of all, the title isn't that true. EA aren't geniuses. Okay, please try and get down to my level down here as I have spent the last 10 hours reading Area 51 conspiracy articles and looking at it from Google Earth. I am pumped with caffeine and spent the 10 hours before conspiracy searching boosting on Rainbow Six Vegas 2. All right, my kind of player. Let me throw down the fact. I don't even know if he's got a question here, but we're going to keep going.
Okay.
Let me throw down the facts down as they have been nudging at me for a long time. Number one, wasn't it EA who said that they had a vision where there was just one gaming console? Number two, isn't it EA who is just trying to buy not the major game companies, but the ones who are creating major and near major games? Three, and isn't it EA who are trying to get every single movie game? Four, isn't it EA who is trying to get dominance over the gaming industry? Five, last, isn't EA buying its competition? In conclusion, maybe I'm crazy, I probably am, but as I see it, gaming is going to get less competitive. These words took me 1 hour to write because of my sorrow.
Jeez.
Well, all we can do is try to convince game companies not to be sold and spread the word. Also, grats to Sarcastic Gamer for their win over EA's extra DLC. You brave lunatics have taken the first step. P.S. Elvis is secretly being held at Area 51 for experiments. Spread the word. So I guess he didn't have a question. He just wants to spread the word.
All right. So. Well, let me put it this way. EA is a company, and it's a business, and they want to make as much money as possible.
Just like all the other companies out there.
Right. Let's see. Soul Assassin has a question. What do you think of the game grid? The game grid? Question mark, question mark, question mark. I don't know what he's talking about.
I believe it's like a new racer. I did see some screenshots, and it looked kind of cool, but I'm just kind of burned out on the Burnout. Hey! I'd rather play Burnout Paradise with the new DLC, so I don't know a lot about Grid. Maybe I'm even talking about the wrong thing, but I'm pretty sure it's a racing game. It didn't spark my interest, so. Cell 64, the last questions from Cell 64. He says, hey, man, loved that show, and know whenever you guys are talking about April Fool's Day, well, that was the day I asked my girlfriend out, and she said yes. What do you think, although we still together? Laugh it up. Asking your girlfriend out on April Fool's Day. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just wondering, her saying yes, maybe that was the April Fool's joke, but I guess they did get together, and they're still together. Hey, you know, congrats. I'm glad it worked out. Hope it continues to work out for you guys. I don't know. I guess that was supposed to be your question. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. I'm good answer. I would like to move along and just say Cashfly rolls, and they are responsible for getting our show out to everybody at the speeds that they do. So thank you, and we appreciate it. And off to Frapper shoutouts. Frapper map on the front page of XboxPodcast.com. It's on the right hand side underneath our gamer cards. So click there, click add me or whatever button it is there, and get on there, make sure you fill out your name so it's no longer anonymous. So, and for this week, you know, I have to do a score update. No new score update. Okay. Ugh. We're still at the same thing. We have JT, The Shadow, a.k.a. The Shadow, from Buffalo, New York. What up, G? Free Mike Vick. Jeez. oh my gosh.
That's a new one.
Fizzer Gixer?
Fizzer Gixer, I think.
Yeah, Richlands, New North Carolina. Well, that's an interesting. I'd like to know how you came up with that one.
He's actually from the Too Old to Quit clan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's friends with Grumpy Mean Dad. And...
Oh, cool.
So. All
right, and then we have Greg. We have Greg, and he is from undisclosed location.
I bet you he's an EA employee from Area 51.
Yes. Yeah, good point, Wayne.
So get the word out. Spread the word.
Yeah. Everybody,
look out for Greg.
So, all right. I'm done, Wing.
I'm done, too. I'm tired. That was a very long show of questions, but it was fun. I enjoyed that. I'm glad we had more than just Major Spork this week. So keep the questions coming. Let's try to limit to one or two per person if you could. Otherwise, we'll just have to limit them ourselves on our end. So, but you know, we don't want to ignore anybody. And hey, this is your guys' show. So if you got something to say, hey, like Con, if you just want to share some your thoughts, go ahead. You don't have to ask a question. Just shoot us a message and say, here's what I think on anything. That's cool. So, but. That's the conclusion of episode 54. You can send us your questions, comments, complaints to contact@xboxpodcast.com. Or you can join us in the forums at xboxpodcast.com/forums. And join our little forum community there. This is Mark, a.k.a. Wingman709. I am taking off to push us over 500,000 gamer points.
And I am Brun, BJSwick33, and even though I fouled out of the game, the coach still didn't put Kyle in. Later.
Let me in, coach. Let me in.
Thanks for watching the Xbox Podcast. Power up your game score each week by visiting us at xboxpodcast.com.